finale
of Blog Talk Radio.
Time to go home for the holidays. We'll be back. Listen to Glitz and Glamour. She must be over there. I don't know what she's doing now. I know I'm not crazy. I'm not cray-cray.
No, you might be cray-cray. Who knows? Y'all know it's cold outside?
It's so good outside now, man. You know, you got to remember, I've been doing ice and stuff for most of last week. Last weekend, it was ridiculous. So, shoot, 60-degree weather feels great to me.
Right. Now that you mention it, that does sound a whole lot better. It could be
19 degrees and stuff like that, Lord.
Yeah, that's not what's up at all. Oh, yeah, tonight we got a topic, y'all. Let me tell you what it is. Tonight's topic, this is the season finale show, and it's close to the holidays. Tonight's topic is, when is the right time to bring home your significant other to meet family? And this is a topic people need, because y'all bring home new people every year. That ain't right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not right?
Some people change their lineup every year.
Change their lineup, really. That is so funny.
Hey, they do make a change their lineup. They bring a different starter. You can't bring a different starter to Big Dance every year now.
You're really okay at all. Not one bit. So before we get into the topic, we're going to go ahead and play a couple songs. So, make sure you get our music in for the night. First song, I believe, is Fast Domino, who previously had an interview this year on our show.
And this is his new track he sent to us. He's freestyling that Pound Cake instrumental. So, be back.
Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah. We got Boogie in here, man. My nigga Dre home. City miss you, my nigga. Marlo just walked in. Yeah. Look, finally got a taste of it, now I want more. So me and my bros can ball like the hardball. Spent a lot of years being called the R-ball. Now labels wanna play hardball, so we just do it independent. All this money that we spending, trying to keep everything non-fiction. And now they say I never knew you could rhyme. Guess we ain't wasting money on studio time. See, we do it for the love of the game. And when it's all over, hope the hoes love us the same. But they never will. I don't wanna retire and have to come back. And I don't wanna be a player no more. But lately a nigga been rhyming like I'm trying to bring pun back. My nigga said take one track, keep it up. So I been cooking up this crack, trying to keep the buzz and make the whack rappers give it up. The fame went from like 15 minutes to 15 seconds, sort of like a Vine video. But there's still enough time to put my city on. All my mom's friends looking like my has he grown. My ex-girls hit me up, guess I don't mind it at all. But it's usually late nights when the wine be involved. They try to come through, but my pride be involved. Like, remember in the past when the timing was off, and you wouldn't give a nigga play with moms in the house, and I didn't have a ride, wasn't driving at all. Look, nowadays they like fast, what's up with the music? I remember only family would use it. Only family would call me that. And every nigga in the book wanna be part of that. And every hoe we meet wanna be where we party at. I'm tryna cardio the game, no cardiac. It's all just a part of rap. See, I wake up, say a prayer to the Most High. Most guys so surprised how I coast by. These days most rhymes by closing rides and hoes behind. I don't mind exposing guys. Every flow on point like CP3 and LAC. How you go from acing SATs and barely speaking? Now trying to get meetings with LA Reid. We dream big but don't care for the sleep. Tell Jesus take the wheel, I need a meal like Bob Barker. Wish he would've took the wheel when it was Paul Walker. When the good die young and leave us all bothered. The bigger you are, the fall harder. The bigger the watch, the time borrow. A few got it, we all want it. Shit, what I get on, we all ballin'. A couple mixtapes under the waist. I'm about to get the album on the way. Look out for it. Everything around me.
Yeah, I see you niggas hating, but pussies I don't care. But disrespect me in your life is something I won't spare. Got me fucked up, I mean you really got me bent. If it ain't about them dollars then it don't make sense. I got that tunnel vision, I only see what's in front of me on that money mission. I don't need no nigga front of me, I get paper, ho. Paper, ho. My hustle mentality, now get naked, ho. Why your nigga commanding me, I don't give a fuck. You get the sun in the cap and I make you give it up. Now you can think I'm just rapping and get your shit fucked. And that's the real of my end. If they catch me then I guess I'm going back to the pen. In it all white, I'm talking stand up, stressing nigga all night. I'm steady praying, saying that it's gonna be alright. But I can't lose focus, so I'm just grinding like I'm running out of time. If the niggas don't know. Look, I don't care, nah, I don't care. And when it comes to these niggas, there's one thing I don't spare. If you hate me, then hate me. I ain't trippin' and chillin', but if you make it a problem with nigga, you get the business. And I ain't playin' though. I hear you bitch niggas talking, but what you saying, oh? Saying you ain't about it, so stop it before them niggas start knocking up on your door and start cocking before you know what they poppin' it. Then they off in your pockets, that's just the way it is. But I ain't talking about pop, and everybody got problems, but nigga, I got a lot. And I ain't looking for help, I do this shit by myself. Cause when it come down to it, I only credit myself. These niggas fake, man. When you get better than them, these niggas hate, man. Said that I'ma get noticed and take their place, man. Well, fuck it, I can't blame them, but that pussy in your blood. Nigga, I can't change it. Shout out Propane, shout out to Kurt Cobain, shout out to Slim Thug, Killer and J-Down, man. Y'all the reason I'm rapping, I'm trying to get on your level. So I just grind till I get it and have to go through whatever.
Yeah, and we're back. And you got my girl, Mama Andrew in the building, and Riri.
She's
underscore Riri.
I can barely hear you.
Okay. Check. Let me check again. Check.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'll make sure I wasn't crazy.
But that don't mean you ain't crazy, but we're here.
All right.
Wow.
Anyway, getting to our topic for today. No, first of all, where the hell has Houston been? Like, let's check her one time. Where the fuck you been?
Ooh.
Doing the most. I was rapping gifts before I got on the dang on phone. That's why I'm late. I'm running around the house trying to get the phone. Don't do me. No. You tried.
Thanks, so child. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the topic, which is, when is the right time to bring someone home for the holidays? So, Houston, when do you think it's right to bring your significant other home to meet the family?
See, I'm backwards. When dudes that met my family be dudes that I don't be caring about anyway. It's kind of weird, you know? So I really couldn't say when it'd be the right time because the people that I've been serious with, it's been a while before they met them, unless they already knew them beforehand. But dudes that they met through me, they'll be to meet them in no time. I'm like, oh, this doesn't fit. Keep moving. I mean, I don't know. I'm backwards.
You know, the bad part about it is because I'm kind of the same way. It's like, I'm more so, if I actually like you, it takes me longer to let you meet the family. If I'm really trying to get rid of your ass, or, you know, just minimal amount of time have you around, you can meet them immediately because they're going to get your ass off soon enough.
Yep.
But what if I don't? But where if you get somebody that, you know, your parents end up liking? How do you deal with that then?
I really don't like them.
Wow. It don't matter to me because I'll be like, oh, well, he ain't hit him. I'll be quiet. Who cares? Don't ask about him. You know, so it don't matter. I don't care.
Also, time out. I know a lot of people think like that, but so if your parents like the person you're talking to, that's not a good thing?
My mama didn't like my husband at first. Do you think I gave a damn? She don't sleep with him, I do.
Yeah. Mom, I'll be like, I like him. He's a good man. I'll be like, nah, he got to go. She don't make good decisions for me. Like, that nigga is not silly.
Okay.
Sadie, what do you think is the right time? He got some input on this. Y'all got him.
You know I'm always very opinionated. The right time is, first off, you know, if you bring me to my home for holidays, don't let it be a jump off. If you're trying to jump off, don't, you know, the situation is the way it is made. If it's a person you're trying to make strides with, moving towards a relationship, they need to, because my thing is this, like, your parents need to meet who I think it is the way. Your parents need to meet the person you're trying to talk to. Because, you know, y'all say y'all don't necessarily agree if they love the person, but it's just the fact of them still having respect. If the person is respectable, then the parents, then they, it's because they don't like them 100%. So, I mean, they don't like them in some type of way. So, I think if it's a person that you make the strive to actually go into a relationship with, then yes. I'm more so on the whole thing of, you know, if you're not in a relationship with me, as far as me personally, if a chick wasn't in a relationship with me, she didn't necessarily, you know, she hadn't met my parents on the holidays, no, year long, a regular day anyway. So, hey, it is what it is. But that's pretty much it.
That's pretty interesting.
Jump off.
So you never let people meet your mom that you're not, like, in a serious relationship with? Like, you, it has to be a serious relationship
to meet
your family?
There's some people I've met, because sometimes you incidentally meet the person. Like, for say, for instance, that your mom comes over, and she's coming to say, hey, you know, come to the to get business. And you just happen to be the chick that you talked to that you ain't in a relationship with over there, then you incidentally end up meeting each other. So that's a whole other thing. But not something that you do on purpose.
Go in the closet.
Go back in the room and shut up.
Hell yeah. Like, girl, go lay down first.
I try to meet. Of course, it depends on everything you do, but for the most part, you know, I have a very open relationship with my parents as far as being able to talk to them about a lot of things. So for me, it's not necessarily that, hey, you're trying to hide this person. You know, it's not like you're saying every time you go, hey, me and this girl, we're about to get the band for each other tonight. Imagine that type of open relationship, but you know, it's just more so the fact of, yeah, so I agree with y'all on some of the cases. Some of the people who I necessarily want to relationship with have met my parents. Because in the day, if you have been around me for a pretty good long period of time, you're going to have met my parents at some point in time. It's only inevitable.
Yeah.
Because you might not know, because that person might turn to be a good friend. So don't you want your friends to meet your parents too? So it's just, hey, it just depends. It's a case by case basis.
Yeah, that is.
I guess I'm just
But at the same time, I don't care. Y'all can all meet them. That don't mean I'm still like you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, see, he's a trick question. Do you want your people that you like to meet all your family the same? Because there's a difference between your parents and your siblings. But
yeah,
then we have to meet extended family. Oh God, they gotta start meeting the ratchets. You know, that's another question in itself. When you
that's
bring
like bringing
that
to the family
along,
reunion.
Yeah. It's like, no. There's some people it's like, oh Lord, you gotta meet this person. You go, because everybody, let's keep it real, everybody got some people in the family like you, like, I don't know if you're ready to meet that person yet. Everybody has one of those in the family.
Yeah, everybody does that one person. Like, I ain't ready for you to meet her yet. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's different because if you was offering somebody home for a family reunion, and especially if they get the family reunion shirt, that shit real. Y'all go together in real life.
You know, we don't do family reunions, so I guess that's why I'm sitting here like, I don't give a damn.
Our family always tells, you know, there was my immediate family. They would come meet with my immediate family for the holidays, and we always usually hosting them Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. And so usually you have everybody over, everybody over at the parents for that time. You gotta be driven nuts. Cause some people, I mean, getting off the subject with the parents, man. As far as holidays, not even the main situation. Don't check out that one person you hate that come over for the holidays. You pissed off like, oh God, please don't let this woman or this person or this dude come over today.
Yeah, that is very irritating, especially when they're significant other irritating too.
Not even on a significant other discussion, but don't you get that one family member that comes over that you don't feel like dealing with for the holidays? Because, you know, especially
yeah,
like you're a little
like that
kid.
He just laughs.
He just laughs,
He just laughs like a kid. Like, loud and
easy. Oh, he loud. Oh,
like,
Lord.
He always got a beauty supply sweatsuit on, little cheap ass chains. And just be laughing, talking and shit like he's saying from the liquor store.
Angela, my son.
Got time for that country shit.
That's why he be talking to you.
Hey, Angela.
He be loud, like you're not, like he can't hear you. Like, you know, some people think the louder they talk, you'll actually understand what they're talking about. He one of those.
Mm-hmm.
No, I still don't understand what the hell you talking about, where you going with this topic, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, when you were a little kid, you used to always hate me because that one cousin that came over and you were like, don't you touch my damn toys. Don't touch my damn video games. Y'all just had that. Oh, my God. And especially back in the day when it was before memory cards, when they started having memory card stuff, and, you know, y'all had to tell your cousin, make sure you start this game, man. You ain't to mess with stuff up. You know, they asked when I was going to go on there and go fucking up the levels and shit.
Mhm.
So yep. All right. So we have to go into super to go into another music break real quick and be back. And let's see. We gonna go. The first one we're gonna go into the music break is we're gonna say Ric Flair. And then we'll have no touch of this. We'll be back right here.
We money here, Rick. It's my method man when I Johnny Blaze ya. Flows overhead like tsunamis in Asia. I could battle, but I don't even need to. It's a guaranteed win if I breeze through. Got them stuck on the tracks like weed glue. It. I got them panicking when I dress these fakes like mannequins. I love sour, I crush cowards. Got the money, respect, and touch power. I'm a hustler, how could I not sell in the streets? The belly of the beast, best of both worlds like Jane Kelly on the beat. What you do is nah, and when I spit all you hear is ooh and ah.
A shirt off like Hulk Hogan. Yeah. She's so open, don't star me the lion, but want me to slam her with this Andre the Giant. You see, we both got money on our mind, but me, I don't think it's the same kind. Cause see, mine, I'm thinking ways to bring the Porsche through. Yours is niggas getting paid to off you. I'm trying to live like Huxtable. Top down, wind blow, whip comfortable. Different tax bracket, who you fronting to? Meeting crackers for the cheese, having Lunchables. I'm trying to get the green, then I'm out of sight. What you mean? Bitches say you mean. Yeah, you kinda right, sipping lean. Switching up my lead, so you gotta like things due to Ric Flair when they taste Madonna white.
That shit right here, I got balls, nigga, do Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, nigga, do Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, nigga, do Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, nigga, do Ric Flair. Real dope blitzing, flow so sickening. Stay with a black wife beater, the post Simpson. Still not giving a fuck.
Still not giving a fuck.
Coming at me stupid, I jam those brakes. I like something you and your fam won't take. To me, gun controls when your hand don't shake.
Yeah, gun controls when your hand don't shake.
Entertaining, that's that. It's a shame you that whack. I make more hits than a game of blackjack. You ain't fucking with us, you so-called thugs, bitches. I come at you with open arms. It ain't no hugs and kisses. Let's get shit clear. My level, you'll never get there. I got bars to make you do the Ric Flair.
Killers walk beside us, never tired, most wanted, you can call us flyers. Keep it quiet, or you could be the one who's dying. It's not surprising if I tell you I'm just here surviving. My younger days are filled with fist fights and heavy mobbing. Big bottles filled with toxins turn me to a monster. And then I got higher, smoking death out of coffins. Nearly lost it, came home, became war sick. Knight Rider, freedom fighter, read about it. 12 book series writer, spark a light to find the Bible. Hide my sins in full denial. Flow sick of going viral. Walking straight into a spiral. Back into the hands of power. Minutes pass until it's hours. High time, clock towers. I shut it down, no power. Kick the door and do around it. Peekaboo, we fucking found you. All black, everything. If they call back, let it ring. My venom infects your dreams. Black widow, Coretta King. I'm preaching, so let us sing. Don't cut off your angel wings, no matter what the devil thinks. Talk to God for a shrink. Let the silence bring you peace, cause it's not your time to speak. So go ahead and have a seat, cause you're in for a feat that you won't expect to see. I guess that's how it's supposed to be. I don't let cowards close to me. Fool me once appropriately, and I confess it openly. And I'll be lying through my teeth if I ain't wanna see him sleep with dirt on top and clay beneath. Enough room to take a peek at black shoes on his feet that he doesn't really need. In my world, it's a deed to the pastor to proceed. Make sure you hear the word he reads. Only choice is to believe with a chance to be deceived. Family mourns your early leave. Tombstone, R.I.P. My daddy named Reggie. Every other memory's empty. Truth be told, I think it's plenty. I'm already in my 20s, so there's really no convincing that the man in me is missing. Cousin clucking like a chicken. Found a bird and started tripping. Family tried to keep it hidden. Now the truth is being written, and you're forced to have a listen. Bad comment, good riddance. To a world full of wicked. Tried to stop me, but you didn't. I still pray for all your children. Hope the Lord will still forgive you. I just want to be the best, because afterlife is always death. Up until your first breath, way before your first step. It's a lot to ingest, but it has to be ingest. If you want it, be expressed. When I was born, I got possessed. Up to now, it's been repressed. A heart's in Pandora's chest. Giving life to the rest. It's a lot to accept. That's why it's locked in the depths. So don't get lost in your steps. Bye-bye.
Here we're back. Here we're back. Here we're back. Glitz and Glamour. The season finale show.
Back we are, y'all. I just came from outside, and I know you said that it's 60 degrees, it feels good. I'm literally shivering to death, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real. I just came in the house and cut my air on 88, and my heater on 88. I'm freezing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is cold.
Cool. When
it's almost going to be 78 on Friday. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. All the thoughts going to have on the thought show. I love that word. That shit is hilarious, thought.
Okay, I'm going to give a shout-out real quick. I want to shout-out Beyonce. That woman is one of the wildest women from Houston, man. How does woman sneak up over? She came over like a bat. You know how they say,
He came out like a bad hell.
That's how exactly how she came out with that CD.
Really? That voice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how they be sounding. That's that old school Texas voice. They be Texas lane they use on you. That he came out like a bad hell.
Yeah, no,
yeah, that's
she
how
did,
it
like,
was.
Do her thing with that CD.
Wow.
And those videos.
She sold almost. She sold about over 800,000 copies.
Yep. And it's just available on iTunes. It's not even in stores.
Only 3 days. And that was in 3 days, Angela. 3 days.
Yeah. Beyonce is amazing. Like, I'm sorry, but that tweet Graham saying that I hope Beyonce come out with a cookbook next, that shit's funny.
Oh, no. You know,
y'all
I haven't even
really
heard
the
song everybody's talking about.
No. 979 when I'm out.
Yeah, I'm listening to that.
And she got real freaky. She got real freaky on this album. I was like, okay, Beyonce, over here trying to do the most, do ya?
Yeah,
y'all,
she was kind of
Beyonce working all day. You know how I am. I stand for Beyonce. At the fool, I'm at the chin checker real quick. But oh, wait a minute. And she was rocking the short hair. Y'all saw the Drunk in Love video. She's rocking the short hair. I was like, okay. Yeah, she making it do what it do.
Yeah, Beyonce is awesome. I will give her that. She is definitely an entertainer. And she is great at what she does. Because anybody who can release an album and sell that many copies with no promo.
No promo, no single.
Yeah.
Makes you, yes.
Yep.
And the top execs even know about it. Wow, that is.
That's when your security and lawyers is tight. They're not playing with that leak shit.
Nothing leaking. Okay? We didn't even know he was doing anything.
Right.
Shout out to the people that's like running around thinking they from the drop their album overnight and do the same thing. Like, I mean,
please,
you gotta
don't.
take a seat.
Man, y'all know what was funny? When they was like, everybody acting like it's so amazing that Beyonce dropped the album nobody knew about. And it was like, Ciara do it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. It's not going to work for everybody. She's not going to do it. Because, see, the whole point of her doing it was do something big and surprising to come out of nowhere. If she does it again, the next album is not going to be the same because then we're going to expect to watch out for a surprise album. You know, she's not going to do the same thing twice.
But she released it on the night of her 100th tour show, though, right?
And you know what I said? It was crazy. It's not a crazy thing. Somebody made this point, and I was like, wow, that was genius. Okay, her album came out on the 13th, correct? December 13th? Now, because, you know, if you're a person all about the morale, you like myself, you put these two things together. All right, first off, if you add, what happens if you add 1 and 3 together?
What?
It's not a trick question. What happens if you add the number 1 and number 3 together?
You said
what happened? In addition, 1 + 3 equals what? One plus three equals four.
You said what happened?
The numbers increased.
I'm like, well, what happens? I don't know. Is it something to do with a trick question?
I told you it wasn't a trick question. It was exactly how
what
it
happened?
Sounded. Okay, so 1 +
you
add 1 and 3 together. It's got 4. 4 is, you know, it's all these crazy things. 4 is the same day that Beyonce was born, the 4th of September. Jay-Z was born the 4th of December. All right, check this out. Then if you add the number 1 and number 3 together, depending on what font you use and whatnot, you add those two together, you'll make a B. Because the
so
one
had
the line, and then 3 would be, so it's not necessarily it's Illuminati, but it's just craziness doing all the math together. Like, wow,
it
man.
Ain't the damn
like,
series.
It ain't.
It is.
I'm
a fan of numerology, so stuff, a lot of things make sense. You know, if you ain't about numerology, you would understand how a lot of times numbers do add up to make things make sense and connect the universe certain ways. But I can do that. That's on a whole nother level.
Yeah, a lot of times things do add together to make stuff that makes sense. Like 1 + 2 = 3, shit.
You know,
you ain't got to be no genius to come up with that.
I'm talking to the wrong people today. I'm talking to the wrong people. Let me keep that one to myself.
So y'all think outside the box thing. Y'all took that shit and ran to the rectangle.
I can't with y'all. I'm done. I am so done with y'all.
Wow. Hey.
Where is it? When I got my new little toy here. You know, I gotta do that.
And what exactly the fuck is that?
That was my shotgun. That was my little country sawed off shotgun. I had to use that.
That sounds like something off of Tom and Jerry.
It was so many. You know, I didn't use that so many times because me and T had so many crazy ass callers yesterday. Like, it was ridiculous. We had 100 people calling in just talking about bullshit. I was like, whoa! Every time I was hanging up on a press the devil shotgun, I was like, I ain't got time for that. It was being racist.
What was the topic?
That's the thing. The topic was. Would you date somebody who's behind on their child support?
Hell no! You don't got time to be taken out of my damn pocket. Shit.
You can marry a man who paid child support and that bitch be taking your check too. You're not taking your check.
Here's the thing, we have people ask you the question. But we have, because, no, late night.
We did
night,
have to. We said hell no.
No, not y'all. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about yesterday. We had people ask the question, right? But we had, most of the people in the car that were trying to be on some bullshit because, you know, late night on a fucking blog talk, you get the crazy people start calling in.
Mm-hmm.
So we had one calling in saying the Jews are responsible for 9/11, hanging up on their ass. We had another one. Of y'all. I need one of y'all kids in the show yesterday because y'all would have cussed them the hell out. We was,
who
did they
say was responsible for
9/11?
They
said
who
the Jews. Here's the next one. They were like, okay, so this is new Monopoly game, right? And what happens is if you're black, you go to jail much quicker on there. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll tell that joke all night, huh? You know, it was just getting out of hand.
Sure, I've been
talking about like, oh, no. Yeah, you know, T was like getting back. She was like, you know what? I'm usually nice, but y'all try to bring the hood out of me. So we was ripping them a new one, man. He was, oh my God.
Yeah, that's not for me because I definitely do not play that whole race game thing. I don't disrespect another race.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to disrespect mine. I'm going to disrespect your eye, your mouth, your ear, your back, your stomach, your feet, your toes.
Your mama,
your
daddy.
Everything. So you be respectful of me and I'll try to be respectful of you. I can't make no promises.
It was either our guest yesterday or it was T. He said, so it's funny you say that. You keep talking all this trash about black people and black women, but why is it that the slave masters often try to sleep with us? All right, K, bye. Click. So it was getting real. I'm like, oh, Lord. I just know I kept looking at the whole day today. I was like, I'm going to watch the phone lines in the chat room because I know I ain't got time for that crazy shit today because I will cut the ass out day two.
That's crazy. What if you bring somebody home and they seem like they cool, like when y'all was dating each other, and you bring them home to the rest of your family and they just turn into a complete racist and shit? Like,
yeah.
That can't be around these niggas for that long.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes, like if somebody I'm talking to, it's one way that we talk. But, you know, sometimes when you take them around your actual family, like the conversation kind of switches up. Be respectful, you know, because everybody's not as comfortable or as laid back or as lenient as you are. Like, I might sound real basic, but I have always been afraid to date a Caucasian because if one night he get mad at me and call me a nigga, I'm probably going to move people in. Hey, you lie.
I'm
shit. But for real, though, like, what would you do if that happened? I probably would just answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Play good ball.
Lord,
yeah, I mean, like you said, sometimes you'd be like, they do be on the server. Somebody asked them of me, I'm gonna put them in their place real quick. There will be no turning back.
That's crazy.
But you said, what? Oh, okay. Quick. I already know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would happen today. I'm telling you, man. I just said the whole time. I was like, oh, Lord. If them fools call it today, I know Angela's going to get ready to fucking have it on their ass.
You say when what?
I was thinking about that the whole day today. I was like, Lord, please don't let them crazy mofos call to the show today.
I'm sure glad you came
home.
Because, yeah.
You think
I'm
bad.
Like,
really
going
to catch them out before I get to them.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got no patience.
None. Zero.
I got the power to hang up button, so, you know, I can hang up on them.
I know.
Anytime.
You ain't got to hang up on them. You just have to hang up on them because I'm a survey.
Now, hear me out.
Hear me out.
You got to hang up on them at some point in time. Just let them, just to remind the ass who's in fucking charge.
After you say suck my, then you hang up.
Like, hold up, bitch. Click.
That's funny.
Yeah. Shout out to people that realize that we're not gonna play with them.
Right. Okay, I got a random question. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, ask it.
All right, my random question is, okay, say that you're not the person who brought somebody home for the holidays, but like your brother or sister brought somebody home. And like, do you just automatically start judging this person or like looking deep into this person? You know, like, you know, just trying to check this person out, you know what I mean? When they come in, or do you just like kind of let them fall in place with it, the rest of the family?
Okay,
it depends on the vibe, I guess.
Yep, exactly. I'm rolling with you on that one.
My brother, like with my cousin, his girlfriend came from New Orleans, her name Shug. She fell on in like she was family. We was cool and everything. But my brother's girlfriend, when she came around at first, I ain't fuck with her. We cool now, but shit, I gave her a hard time.
Yeah. I mean, some people, I guess, I have to get a vibe off of a person. There's a lot of people, I just look at you and be like, yeah, I don't really like you. Mm-hmm. Which I know it's not the right thing to do, but it happens. It does. But like my little brother, he's 22. His girlfriend's like 42.
That's why I was laughing when you asked this question, because I already knew.
And she's Caucasian. So it was real interesting. However, she fits right in. She can even cook.
Oh, Lord, really?
We're real vocal. I thought we're real goofy. So as long as you don't have, if you see, we gonna make you call your own damn self out, because we real cool. All you got to do is be real cool. Don't be no stuck up ass person. You coming in as the stuck up?
Will, but you know, at the same time, I'm gonna go to anybody's house and eat. I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Hell no. People
and
nasty.
They feel
they're
like
dirty.
You're being disrespectful when you don't take a plate. But it's really like I just don't trust everybody cooking. So then you got to sit there and pretend like you want to eat this, like, dry-ass turkey or soggy-ass green beans. Ooh. And I'm like, ugh.
That shit intrigues
me
like that. I be at church. You know, I got a little small, little country church. And they be having, like, the first dinners or whatever. And I don't be eating. But I be feeling like, Lord, please don't strike me down. But you know I don't eat out everybody else.
Somebody who
looks
nasty, I'm not eating at your house.
Oh yeah, now that's
the
whole.
Yeah, but here's the thing: if you know that, you know, if a person you think is going to be nasty, then don't go to that house in the first place.
Well, see,
because you might, because you never know.
No, because y'all can be all in big
mouth. You never know if they're going to have you stuff. Because you know how.
Y'all can all go to one house and be like a potluck. Somebody bring a dish, and that's it. That's Murder, She Wrote right there.
But see, with me, I don't go around eating people's food, because in my own damn house, in my mama's house, I don't eat off their dishes. Like, if too many people have used those dishes and shit, I don't eat off their dishes. My stepdaddy get mad, like, how are you going to pay the plate in plastic fork? Because too many people are eating off this shit. So, of course, I ain't going to go to nobody's house and just be eating. I'm a germ folk.
I gotta play disagree devil on this one. Like, it does germs everywhere. So, while we're sitting here going, hey, they might have germs in a place, but, you know, you might be dealing with somebody that got germs. It's just like worse germs than what's on that plate. So, they might have worse germs than what's on that plate that you don't want to eat out of. So, the thing is, I mean, in the end of the day, if I'm running around my whole life worrying about germs, I would never leave the house or nothing, because there's always gonna be some type of germ somewhere. So unless you walk around the goddamn, unless you walk around damn plastic with some damn rubber gloves on and a fucking rubber suit and a damn bubble, then you can't escape no germs.
Everybody's germ phobia is not as serious as the next person.
Right.
I could steal from day to day, but I'd be damned if I eat at the next person's house.
Yeah. Hmm. That'd be a good catch on this question here. So, but what about a restaurant then? Because a restaurant
I tell them to bring me a to-go cup to drink out of, and I tell them to bring me my silverware, plastic fork and spoon.
Wow.
And the plate, if the plate hot, I don't trip.
Okay, I learned something new today. All right, I'm going to check the guy, caller on here, out for the 713. What's up, what's up?
It's Desi. Hello?
What's up, Desi?
What's going on?
Oh, Desi, you know what? Since you are in the building, I got something to tell you.
Hello? You going to stop anytime soon?
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. That was like awesome.
Oh, happy birthday, Desi.
Happy birthday.
You know what? I'm not. Yeah, it's tomorrow, but the show is not tomorrow. So I was like, I need something tonight. But you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I'm hating. Angela hating.
But no, look, I was just making sure I had the right day. Gosh.
You was making sure you the right day. Are you? No,
yeah.
That's,
oh.
Anyway,
let me leave.
No. But no, the crazy part is, I'm thinking about going to a jazz cafe. So that was like pretty cool. I think I'm convinced to go now. So thank you. I really appreciate that love.
You're welcome. That was God. That was God's goal for the muffins. I was him splitting from his nose.
Okay. Really? What?
That was John's open the Muppets play Happy Birthday from his nose.
Somebody played Happy Birthday from their nose?
Yeah,
really?
That was Gonzo. You
how
know
you
Gonzo.
How does your nose sound like an instrument?
Because Gonzo his nose sounds like a trumpet.
Oh, no. Well, I appreciate it, but...
y'all know who Gonzo is. Don't be trying to play me.
No, but I appreciate it, though. Like, I appreciate it, I guess. In any form or any type of way it come out, I take that.
Yeah, he came all the way from the Muppets when they came to sing Happy Birthday to you from his mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Interesting.
Yeah, very.
It's not every day you get celebrities like that coming to the show, you know, just sing Happy Birthday to you. That's like crazy.
I know. That's why I said I'm very appreciative and very thoughtful.
Oh, man. Yes.
That's funny. You should have another surprise coming here shortly. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you'll get it sooner or later.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not even about to play with you.
Oh, yeah, it was a surprise to me. I was going to sing to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay,
if he was to call my phone, geez, I wouldn't even hang up in his face.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I say that from the bottom of my, deep of my spirit. Okay, so
you
I'm
know what?
That shit deep in the gutter of the spirit.
But thank you, Sadie. I appreciate it, hon.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody appreciates my gift.
Yeah, it ain't even about them. Whatever, man. Like, man, show extra love, man. That's what's up. I'm turning 26, man. God bless me. So, hey, it is what it
26.
Is. I'm happy.
Man, I remember when I was 26.
I'm a wiser, girl. I'm wiser. Don't get me to talking. Mm-hmm. Really running my mouth, though.
I'm first 21, but anywho. On to more lightning topics.
I remember when I was 26. That was wow, man. It felt like
I ain't never been 26. So you're gonna go to the jazz cafe, right?
Yeah,
you said,
I'm
what
thinking
now?
About hitting up the jazz cafe.
Oh, okay.
Where is
are you gonna
nice.
Play the instrument there?
I don't know about the nose instrument, but I really hope that it's like it's gonna be like really nice, mellow.
When are you going?
Saturday. You want to go? Everybody's invited. Come on. Go.
No,
you don't want to turn up at a club.
If I'm
what?
A girl, I'll go.
Fool, are you kidding me right now? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, everybody. Just 1 second. Let me address this real quick. So are you kidding me right now?
Hold on, guys.
You. Right, you're going. You are so funny to me. Really? Really? Okay. That's all right. All right. Okay, I'm back, Sadie J. I'm sorry. I had to kind of just get that information real quick. Okay. You can continue.
Okay, so ladies, I don't need to interrupt you, but you got another surprise in the building.
From Angela, because she's awesome.
Hold on. Drum roll, please. The great Marcellus Scott.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy happy birthday to you. And many, many more
on Channel 4.
Happy birthday, Dizzy.
Oh, my gosh. Please follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Dump8017, so I can see how you look. Because I'm actually at work, and I'm feeling some type of way, and I really appreciate that. I really do. Just follow me. Jump87, show up, Angela, and, like, for like, right now, so I can see how you look, because I'm really soon to see type of way.
Girl,
okay,
my jealousy spot is wide. His body's amazing. I mean,
oh,
I can say that.
Okay, Angela, direct
huh?
message me, and I say direct message me and send me her info. I'll follow her right now.
Okay.
On Instagram, Twitter, and all that.
Ooh, yes,
I'm
oh, yeah, did you
see
the direct people on direct message people on Instagram now, too?
Yeah, you can. That's for them grown folks being fast.
That's the grown folks on direct message. If you know what's going on, them Instagram directs. People say that dick pics, dick pics, tick pics. You know, everything
nice.
Going on in there.
Hot man.
Yeah, I'm surprised I ain't got no surprises in my direct message.
Well, you know what?
I'm surprised,
too. But, oh, no, wait, though. If you go ahead on the follow with me, you might get something tonight. Look, just go ahead and follow me.
Ooh,
on the
yeah.
Facebook and
D-I-M.
Oh,
Lord. See, the single panties my foot and just got her two lives right now.
Oh, man. All right.
That's
what's going on with this show.
What'd you say, Dizzy?
She over there in pass out, child.
Oh, yes, Lord. God bless them.
Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at CellScott, that's CellScott, and then follow me on Instagram at DMarcellusScott. It's separated with the underscore D. Marcellus, MarcellusScott, because people spell it wrong. They like to put O-U-S in there. So, you know, just for everybody to know.
Ain't nobody got time.
Say what?
Whenever people are spelling wrong, this is what you need to tell them.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I be trying to tell them, man. Golly, they be messing my name up.
Yeah, y'all
go ahead and follow me, man. Huh?
I see. I'm going to follow you right now, man. Appreciate you for showing some
food. Oh, man, it ain't nothing, man. It ain't nothing. No, y'all be on the lookout for my new album coming next year, too, For the Lovers. Coming soon,
yeah.
Coming soon.
Oh,
all
right. Well,
oh, Jesus. Thank you, Marcellus. You're awesome.
Hey.
We appreciate it.
His name on Facebook is his Facebook page, man. The Singing Panty Dropper. Okay.
I just called him that.
Yeah.
You done made business pinch drop. And she at the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. I'm a dirty girl.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You got to spoke.
Well, hey, man. That's my job, man. That's my job. All right, y'all have a good evening. All right.
All right, man. God bless, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, man, that was quite a way to curate in the show, man, in the season as well, as we got about 2.5 minutes. So,
yeah.
Debbie, you all right over there, man?
Okay. All right. She probably all on Twitter searching DM and her phone.
I know, she's like, I'm going to lie to him. We would have hit these fans.
Damn fine.
She just snuck a phone under her desk. Somebody, if I can move my leg over to the left just a little bit more, I can stick my phone in there right to the flash.
Over the echelon.
Give her an Instagram surprise. You know, she did that the most.
No, I don't kiss and tell, but I'm good. No, I'm good. I just really appreciate that. That really, like, made my night. That's like my birthday kickoff right there. That was like awesome.
Good, but I mean, I don't need to get you no gifts. Cool.
Girl, you're dirty.
Oh.
Because the fact that she's not going to be in time to turn out with me at this jazz cafe at Poetry Bar. Yeah, I'm very disappointed. So, no,
I
you're
said,
not
I don't
included.
Know. I didn't say I didn't
you're
know.
You're
dirty. I'm
not
sure.
Because you want
that
room. I see
Marcella,
you.
Marcella, call face. Back and sing that other song.
Too much, man.
Okay.
All right, we got a minute, and we got about less than a minute and a half left on, man. I think I would say, because we won't see everybody for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Model Angela to keep up with me within those 2 weeks of I'll be doing nothing.
Nothing. Follow me on what is it? Oh, Instagram and Twitter at Houston underscore Riri, RERE, and my Facebook is Houston. I am. And I can barely open my mouth because I got wires, not wires, rubber bands on my braces. So I can understand it. Oh, the struggle. I know.
This is struggle is real.
And that still hurt.
I'm like Miss Penny. Penny just dropped. What's your Instagram or stuff?
Follow me, people. Dimp87, so y'all can see the birthday outfits. Oh, because they will be sexy and hot. Let me tell you, y'all gonna really see something. It ain't gonna be no direct message. Maybe to yourself. Maybe to yourself. I might make an exception with him since he did something for me. I might just have to DM a pistol, but you know, I'm just saying. But, you know, I don't kiss the tail, baby. But let me tell you something. Man, enjoy the rest of y'all 2 weeks of the year. Be safe. I love y'all. Just follow Model Angela, Houston Reed, myself, Betty J. Y'all can follow me at Dimp87. And much love to you guys. Be safe.
Bye.
All right, y'all.
Bye, people.
I'm going to go ahead and reach you. Wish y'all a Merry Christmas. We ain't going to be here for that. Wish y'all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We will see you back at
January 7th.
Man, January 7th we'll be back. So, y'all be back, man. We'll be crazier.
I'm going to miss y'all.
I know.
Not really. Bye.
I'll see y'all in the streets.